Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the necessity of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving in jihad and the virtues. So the last few days we're doing a hadith describing the virtues of a person that is striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who is a mujahid, that is going and striving out with his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من خير معاش الناس لهم رجل ممسك عنان فرسه في سبيل الله يطير على متنه كلما سمع هيعة أو فزعة طار عليه يبتغي القتل والموت مضانه أو رجل في غنيمة في رأس شعفة من هذا الشعف أو بطن واد من الأودية يقيم الصلاة ويؤتي الزكاة ويعبد ربه حتى يأتيه اليقين ليس من الناس إلا في خير رواه مسلم. Yesterday we did a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what is equal to jihad, which action is equal to the action of jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you will not be able to do it. The Sahaba repeated the question twice or thrice, and each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, you will not be able to do it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and explained that the mujahid in the path of Allah is like that person who fasts during the day, worships at night. In other words, every day he is fasting, every night he is in tahajjud salah. He remains devoted to the verses of Allah Ta'ala and does not abandon fasting and salah until the mujahid in the path of Allah Ta'ala returns. And in the next riwayat that we did yesterday, it explained even further that fasting without breaking the fast. In other words, one person that is fasting continuously without breaking his fast, every day that's his condition, and together with that at night, every night he's in tahajjud, he's in worship of Allah Ta'ala, and he remains devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person now, his reward is equal to mujahid. So therefore Rasulullah sallam said, you will not be able to do it. So that was one example of Rasulullah is explaining to us how much of reward Allah Ta'ala gives a person that is a mujahid, person striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith also gives us an indication of what reward Allah Ta'ala gives a person who's striving out in his path. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the best livelihoods that people can have is that of a man who holds onto the reins of his horse in the path of Allah Ta'ala, jumping onto its back Whenever he hears of a battle or danger, he hurries towards it, seeking the killing or death that he expects. In other words, this person got no fear. Or this person is readily, he is happy to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, knowing that there is danger there, knowing that there is a chance that he may be killed. But despite this, whenever he hears of any battle or danger, he himself hurries towards it, seeking the killing. In other words, he'll kill the enemy, or death that he expects, the death that he may die. Or Rasulullah sallam gave another example of the best of livelihoods is that of a man who tends to sheep at the top of one of these mountains or the bottom of one of these valleys, establishing salah, giving zakah, and worshipping his Allah Ta'ala until death comes to him. He does not meddle. This last part of the hadith is very important. He does not meddle in the affairs of people except in good. In other words, this person goes aloof. He separates from people. Yeah, now this is speaking at a time when it is better for a person to separate. Despite him separating, he's not compromising as far as his salah is concerned. He's not compromising as far as giving his zakat and worshipping Allah Ta'ala until death comes. And this last part of the hadith, he does not meddle in the affairs of people except in good. In other words, he doesn't get involved too much in what is happening with the people. What this person's problems are, what his issues are, what his personal life, that doesn't concern him too much. If he has to get involved, it is for a good reason. Person is getting involved in what's happening around with people, etc. is only for a good reason, not there to get juicy gossip, not there to worry about what each person is doing in their private life, etc. If he has to get involved, it's only for good. This is the shan of a Muslim. This is the beauty of a Muslim, that when he gets involved with people, it's only goodness. Otherwise, he's not interested in getting involved to try and harm anybody or getting involved just to know about what is happening. And this is something that is so common, especially when a person is sitting at a walima dastar khan, or people are getting together now and maybe there's some braai taking place or something happening. And what happens? Now the gossip or the talk is about what's happening all over town. What happened here? What happened there? What these people did? What those people did? And this is not the shan. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually praising a person that goes aloof. He's doing his own thing. And when he's getting involved in the matters of people, it's only for good reasons. It's only for goodness. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of a Muslim. Unfortunately, with the social media, sometimes a person is in his house and he's getting involved in the affairs of people all over. This person did that, this person, so now he gets involved in so many different things. Whereas a Muslim, if he does get involved, firstly he doesn't get involved like the first part of the hadith, but if he does get involved, then it's only for benefit of helping and assisting. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. It's a very great quality. One we did before, a person saves himself from, he saves others from his harm, that is one level of goodness. He's saving other people from his harm. And the other is when he does get involved with other people, then he's only a means of goodness and benefit to others. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yashifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.